Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. I pray that you all have had an amazing start to your week. And as always, I appreciate the love and the support that I have received. And I also want to thank everybody who has taken the time out to purchase my book, Surviving Grief in the Darkness, Hold On to God, which is in paperback or an ebook. And I appreciate very much all the love and support from that as well. In writing my book, it has helped me in so many ways to kind of deal with the loss. And I'm grateful for the mind that I have, you know, in writing. And, you know, I find that I express myself better, you know, through writing. And, you know, although I'm learning to be more outspoken, the writing has definitely been an outlet for me that I am, you know, forever grateful for. This week's episode is I Trust You. And I was thinking about, you know, my whole journey this last year and a half and everything that I've been through. I've realized that through all of this, I have struggled very badly. I have struggled with trusting God. And, you know, if it's easy for you, then, you know, okay, I'm happy for you. And I wish that, you know, I didn't have to go through, maybe I would say a learning process, because, you know, you think if you can't trust nobody, you know, you should be able to trust God. And tis true, because, you know, in God, there is no failure. And, you know, he gets to your situation and then decides that, you know, yeah, I can't do that. But that's not the case. And I realized that I have always prayed, but besides praying, I would pick it back up at the prayer and try to figure it out myself, you know. And that's, you know, I wasn't trusting God to do it my way. Ultimately, wanted God to fix it, but I wanted him to fix it my way. And, you know, not realizing at the time that God's way is long term. And I have my regrets, but this has been a journey. And I think I've said in a few podcasts that, you know, I'm not hearing from God, but, you know, I'm realizing that his absence is developing me, and the delay it's developing me. It's strengthening my trust in God, my faith in God. And, you know, it's easier said than done, you know, for me anyway, because for so long I have been, as I tell you guys often, for so long I have been that person that I'll figure it out. I'm going to fix it, you know. And, you know, the fixes have been, you know, small wins, but temporary small wins. And, you know, because when I want something, to achieve something, you know, anything, you know, I go after it. And, you know, I wanted, you know, I think I just wanted God to see, you know, that I'm, you know, whether it's coming to church, relationships, friendships, you know, I wanted to show up. I wanted to be faithful. I wanted to prove myself, you know, not realizing that, you know, ultimately, you know, no matter what it was that was going on in my life, ultimately it boiled down to, you know, just trusting God and allowing God to, you know, to just fix it, you know. And a lot of times we, you know, we lean to our own understanding because, you know, we don't trust God to, we feel like that if God isn't doing it our way, then it's not what we want, or it isn't going to work out in the way that we see it in our mind's eye. And, you know, through this whole process, everything I've been through, God is teaching me to see things through a spiritual eye. Because, you know, if you look at things through that natural eye, you're going to be disappointed every time. And, you know, I've felt better than I have in a long time. You know, the anxiety still tries to come up, and, you know, it comes. I breathe through it. You know, the panic attacks try to come on when I'm dozing off and going to sleep, you know, and I just, you know, pray my way through it, you know, because I don't want this to be a part of my normal life. You know, I'm going through this. Lord, get me through this. You know, when we was coming up in church, we used to sing a song that I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what comes my way, my life is in your hand. You know, so I thought about that song and I'm like, yeah, God, no matter what comes my way, you know, my life is in your hand. And this whole ordeal, everything that I've been through, you know, I'm just so grateful to God because, you know, he has proven to me, you know, not that I didn't know that, but he's proven to me that, sure, you can trust me. You can actually take your hands off of it, lean not to your own understanding, and trust me. Like, you don't have to worry about nothing, girl. I got you. And I said, okay, God. And I know it's not always easy. It's not going to always easy because going to be easy because there are thoughts that pop in my head and I have to rebuke that. I'm like, nope, not today. You're okay, girl. God didn't bring you this far to only bring you this far. And you know, I was thinking about the Israelites when they were facing the Red Sea. And you know, God had brought them out of Egypt. And you know, I think that coming out of Egypt was the big thing. And when they got to the Red Sea, you know, they started to, you know, you should have left us in Egypt. And no, you know, I don't want to stay in Egypt. And they were facing the Red Sea, and they never realized that although they were facing the Red Sea, God had brought them out of the flood. So the Red Sea was just a puddle. And they failed to realize that, why would God bring us out of Egypt to face this Red Sea, which is just a puddle, to just leave us there? And you know, sometimes we go through things and we don't realize that we have survived 100% of everything that was meant to take us out of here. And they survived Egypt. They survived everything. You know, did some of them die in Egypt? Yes, they did. But God brought them out. And after God brought them out, and I realized, just because, you know, God brings you out of something doesn't mean that you're not going to face obstacles. Doesn't mean that life is not going to come. Because it's going to come. But you got to believe that the same God that brought you out of Egypt is going to get you across this puddle. And God brought them through the Red Sea. You know, he parted it on both sides. And you know, I had to say to myself, you know, I posted on my TikTok today, the only way out is through. So if you want to get on the other side of the puddle, you got to keep going. You got to keep walking. And I can't say that it's going to be easy. But I know that the God that has brought me this far, it's no way that he can leave me. He didn't leave me where he found me. So I know he's not going to leave me where I'm at. You know, so I have, you know, with all of my heart, you know, I am determined to just trust God. And, you know, I look at my life right now and I'm like, God, you know, nothing in my life is what I want. I mean, absolutely nothing. But I do know he wakes me up every day. I'm still breathing, you know, and I know I'm destined for greatness. And I won't stop saying it until I see what I'm saying comes to fruition. And, you know, the thing about God is God will always, and I mean always in all caps, have an after this for you. After the layoff, you'll get a better job. After the loss, you'll meet the right person. After the sickness, you'll come out stronger. And I declare to myself and for you that in spite of the pain, in spite of the adversity, God is going to make the rest of your life and my life the best of your life. And, you know, you just have to believe that. Because, you know, when I was little coming up in church, my pastor used to say, you know, the devil is on his job. You know, he'll work in anybody who will let him work in them. And he's mad because, you know, God allows him to do certain things in your life, but he's really mad because, you know, he can't touch you. He can't take your life. You know, so if he can't take your life, he try to weigh you out. If he can't weigh you out, he'll get to the people close to you, your family, your circle. You know, he'll come with all these tactics because he knows that God has something amazing in store for you. And his job is to get you to give up on God, to weaken your faith and your trust in God. And I have come to realize that, you know, Cheryl, you got to take your hands off of it. You know, you can't be in church praising the Lord. I trust you. You know, lift them up and then get home and feel the opposite. You know, so I've purposed in my mind and I'll tell you again, it's not always easy. You know, I think I told you guys last week, I had a talk with my pastor and I was, you know, it was so much I couldn't understand. And, you know, it was so much about the relationship and things that I felt that I felt bad for feeling the way I felt, but you know, it's the way I feel, you know, and so many other things. And he said, you're trying to figure it out. You're trying to make sense of it. And you're never going to make sense of it. It's a waste of time. And most importantly, you're trying to make sense of it. It's not you trusting God. When we ask God to do something and we try to make sense of, you know, what happened to us, or why they did us like that, or why I'm going through this, and why this is not happening. You know, it's the meaning of trust and giving it over to God is he knows. Like, he didn't need your help, because otherwise he would ask for it, you know. And you just got to, you can't say you trust him and then you're trying to figure it out. And, you know, I can feel the difference, you know, in me. I was telling my prayer partner that, you know, I don't feel like myself. And I realized that, you know, God's plan in my life is unfolding. And, you know, God knows I'm tired. He knows I'm trying my best. And he knows I don't know what the future holds. But, you know, he sees me and he sees I'm not giving up. And I know he has a plan for me. And I know he's going to make the way for me. And he's just saying, be still. And that has been my big thing since I started going through in March, you know, mostly. And I had to tell myself to be still, Cheryl. And, you know, at first, you know, I tried to be, you know, quiet about it, because, you know, you don't want people in your business. You don't want, you know, the family think you're a failure. You don't want to seem like a failure to yourself. And, you know, I came to realize that Yeah, I'm not a failure. Life happens. And I stop gaslighting myself into believing what I said about me, or what I feel about me, or denying, the reality of, the losses and fighting a battle that was never mine to fight. And I begin to heal out loud because, yeah, the silence, yeah, it can kill you, literally. And I had to recognize, where I am and where I was at, And I think earlier on, if I would have recognized that, the downward spiral I was in, maybe I could have lifted myself up out of this. But I didn't realize it, and I probably was in denial, because again, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna make it work. I'm gonna, God, just fix it for me. I know what you're saying, God, but and I think, all along God was asking me to just let me fix it for you, Cheryl. And I think I wanted to do it on my own because, I figured if I do it, then it's done, and never realizing that all of my fixes and everything was temporary. It was a band-aid over an open wound that needed surgery, that needed the doctor's care, and God was just, asking me to just give it to me, and I'm gonna fix it for you. And and I prayed and I said, God, I forgive me for not listening to you. And God, please fix it. And God, I hope it's not too late. And this whole experience, although it was debilitating mentally, physically, financially, and spiritually, I am learning so much, relinquishing my will for God's way, taking my hands off of it. And there are some days when I think about everything that I have going on and everything that I'm trying to get to, anxiety comes a little bit. And not because I am afraid in the sense, but the things that, I'm asking God to do and to equip me with what I need to do it, I'm asking Him for is scary. And I am trusting God that He is going to do what I've asked of Him and answer my prayers, And the only way I know that I will see that come to fruition if is if I just simply trust him. And my pastor gave me a good, strategy for, when that when those situations come up in my head, just say, God, this part is difficult for me, so just help me get through it. But God, I trust you. And and I know that trusting God means, taking my hands, off of things, leaving it to God. And I think since I was a little girl, I've always dreamed big, and now at my big age, I dream even bigger. And I am very much after something that's big. And ooh, does it scare me? Absolutely. It scares me. But I trust God. It's like a blind trust because nothing's happening. The job hasn't come yet. Some other things that I'm asking God for, I know will take time. And sometimes when you're asking God for things or something, you feel like God, like as in the job situation, I'm like, okay, God, I don't have time because I got bills to pay. I got things to do. And, but I know that, whatever, I had my mom left the other day. I said, I got three job rejections the other day. And she said, and I love my mom. She's so calm. And, I can remember a situation some years back, and, we were at my mom's house. Some things had transpired, and me and my sisters, we were crying and we were angry. And my mom was sitting up there and she was so calm. She said, okay, such and such. And we looking at her like, girl, do you see what's happening? Do you know what happens if this thing happens? And like she never the whole time paid us any mind. And it's like she said at that moment that it's okay. And I lied to you not, 2 days later, it was okay. I have seen my mom in a courtroom with one of my girls. She sat in that courtroom and we knew what we were, facing. And my mom sat in that courtroom and said nothing. She walked into the courtroom knowing that when she got out the courtroom that the enemy wasn't going to have his way. And by the time we were done, everything was okay. Everything was okay. Like, okay. And I can remember another time that my daughter called my mom and she said, I have to go. I gotta go to court. And can you go? And my mom said, I can't go, but don't worry about it. It's well. Those weren't her exact words, but given the outcome, I know my mom told her she was praying. And when the judge called her case up, it was case dismissed. And we know what the outcome should have been, but God. So I thank God for my mom because, not only does she cover me in prayer, but I have somebody that I can look up to and be able to lean on and learn from her. Just looking at my mom in general, she is a woman of faith, trusting God. And, when I'm up in arms about something, everything that I've been through, she hasn't always understood it, but she has never, ever left my side. She has encouraged me and believed in me, and even now, and sometimes I, we on the phone, we talking, and we just, I'm at ease, And if she says something now, and I'm like, I probably look at a side eye, but I'm now, and I'm like, okay. Because if my mama said it, and it's different, when you're little and you're a little kid and your mama says something and, we believe it. Even if she ain't had no money, if a parent tell a kid something, they don't know you got bills coming out your ears and mommy, can you buy me a bite? Yes. That kid is automatically excited. And this, because they trust and believe that, mama gonna come through. And same with God. He might not always come through like I want him to come through, but I know he's gonna come through. And the thing about God coming through is when he don't come through my way, you gotta trust that his way is better. Far better, and that there is longevity in God's way and in doing things God's way. And in the beginning when I was in the planning process of everything I'm trying to do, a lot of it was to help me through my grief and everything I was going through and trying to find some light at the end of this tunnel, not realizing that if God gave me everything that I was asking for at that time, I would have lost it anyway because I was not mentally equipped or spiritually equipped to hold on to everything I was asking from God. And, now I realize that, I was asking God to do these things to make me feel better. Not realizing that all of that feel better was just temporary fixes, making me feel okay at the time. And I was like angry at God on some level, because I'm like, God, you know this will make me feel better. If you did this for me, you know I would, you know, have something to, you know, block out the hurt and, you know, all of that. But, you know, now I realize that God needed to heal the hurt in order to give me what I've been praying for. And I thank God for his love and his mercy. And I thank him for holding on to me. And, you know, I thought about, you know, God knew that I didn't trust him more, or I trusted him a little bit or not too much. And he still gave me a word that he wanted to do this for me. And, you know, that's the amazing thing to me, that God knew my state of mind. He knew how I felt about everything. He knew, you know, the turmoil mentally and emotionally, you know, that I was going through. And, you know, a lot of times we make decisions based on our emotions that can be detrimental to our process. And God knew that the state I was in was clearly not going to produce a favorable outcome, maybe for that moment. But I was asking God to do something long-term and generational for, in that moment, temporary satisfaction. And God could have very well did that for me and let me prosper in that moment. But God loved me enough to say, no, not right now, because I have to get you from A to M and to M to Z in order to fulfill my plans for you. And I didn't realize it then. It just made me angry, because God, you know, why can't you, or why wouldn't you? And God knows the plans that he has for you, plans to prosper you, to give you a good end. And my plans was not a good end. My plans was far from a good end. And I'm forever grateful that day by day, you know, I'm learning. You know, the Bible says you only need faith the size of a mustard seed. And I ask God to strengthen my faith beyond, you know, mustard seed faith. And, you know, when God gives you a word, you know, you want God to, like, do that right then and there. But when God sent my word to me, when it was spoken over my life, I was in the space of, beginning my healing journey. And I knew that what I was asking God for was dependent upon my healing. So I have become very committed and adamant about my healing journey. And I told God I was going to do what I promised him I was going to do. It was going to be me and him. And, I'm not tooting my horn, but I am. I'm very proud of myself because, I feel the isolation that God has me in. It's me and it's him. And I'm grateful. So, guys, trust him. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the doctor say, no matter what your thoughts say, no matter what, trust God even in this. As always, thank you for tuning in to my podcast. Please go on Amazon and purchase my book. It's available all around the world. Surviving Grief in the Darkness, Hold On to God. And as always, have a wonderful rest of your week and a beautiful weekend. And I'll see you next week. Love you. Bye.